All right, ladies and gentlemen, the podcast has returned. I know it's been about 3-4 month break. I really hadn't done it since the summer because I've just been really busy, but decided to pull it back out for the MC Watson Gold Division race, which is tomorrow. I was like kind of doing a little rough draft on the gold races. I've written the JV and blue and silver division races already. They're up on the site, but I was going to do the gold races and I was trying to get all this information in my head and put it down. And I was like, dude, this is literally going to take half an hour to read all of it and even longer to write it. So yeah, I just decided it'd be easier for me to just talk about it. It's all in my head anyway. So just going to go ahead and spit it out there. Joining me today, because I can kind of ramble for a little bit on anything running, talk about running for hours, and hopefully he kind of cuts me off if I get a little bit of side tangents. He is the first ever podcast guest to come back for a second episode. I guess he just liked me that much. It is the 5'1" runner. We know him well from Brookhaven High School, alumni from Brookhaven, Jacob Britt. So
hello, I am definitely 5'1". I think
he's grown maybe half an inch since the podcast. He's kind of hitting his growth spurt.
Maybe midget. I don't really know.
Yeah, from Brookhaven High School, they are expected to toe the line tomorrow and do well. I mean, I guess Brookhaven, they're okay.
Yeah, I mean, all right. They're okay. I mean,
got a couple fast kids.
Maybe the best runner in the state, and maybe the best Mississippi team ever. You know, they're okay.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that's better than them, so.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, hey, we'll get into all that later. Before we get into the guys racing, let's go and start with the girls. They're running first, so we will start to talk about them first. So, before I say any of this, I have, like, these team projections, and it was really just me looking at every single thing possible, strength of schedule, their PRs, their average 5K or 3 mile for the season if they're from Louisiana. And I just try to compile everything I possibly can into this, like, projection ranking. So this isn't necessarily what I think is going to happen. It's just kind of what, you know, the facts say. So with that being said, the projected top five for the girls race tomorrow, should I start with number one or number five, Jacob?
I'd say start with number five.
Start with number five. All right. So this is to show you how deep this race tomorrow is. So like I said, projected to get fifth. Don't know if she's going to get fifth. I mean, she can win the whole entire thing. Who knows? But projected to get fifth place is a girl that's literally run sub-19:10 like numerous times a season and has won most races this season, Brooklyn Morgan of Tupelo. So like I said, she is a straight stud. I mean, we all know that, and she's projected to get fifth. So like I said, that's just how deep this race is. Number four, another example of how deep this race is. Projected to get fourth tomorrow is last year's defending champion from Jackson Prep, Julia Stradinger, 18:50 PR. From this meet last year, she's run somewhere in the 1940s this season, which is about where she was last season when she won this meet. So yeah, she's projected to get number four. Number three, All-State number two right now, literally the number two runner in Mississippi. She took down Morgan at Saltillo in kind of an upset win, Jessica Cartwright of Hernando. So she's a beast. Number two, projected to get second tomorrow in tomorrow's race. I got to restart that. Projected to get second in tomorrow's race is the girl that probably did literally 98% of the work in last year's race, Lindsay Baxter, Lil Baxter, as we call her. I call her Lil Baxter because her older sister, Leslie, is actually me and Jacob's teammate at MC. So
yeah.
Shout out, Leslie. But, yeah, Lindsay Baxter from Baker.
And Cole.
Shout out, Cole.
Leslie's boyfriend.
Anyway, Lindsay Baxter from Baker. Coming back, I feel like she's gotten second a couple of times, actually. It doesn't matter. She got second last year, and I'm sure she's had this race on her mind for a year now. So, yeah, we'll see if she changes up her strategy of leading basically the whole entire way, or if she kind of sits in the back, or what's going to happen. And projected to get first place tomorrow, and she probably is the favorite on paper or whatnot. So she is from Dominican, which is a really strong girls team in Louisiana. It was literally last year's Louisiana Gatorade Runner of the Year. So she's Louisiana's best runner, you know, coming to run at Watson. And also, fun fact, she was the Louisiana Soccer Gatorade Player of the Year. So, yeah, she's just a boss all around. But tomorrow she's going to be tearing it up on the course. Her name is Kelsey Major of Dominican. So, yeah, we got a exciting girls race tomorrow. Just as deep as the guys. Yeah, what you thinking, Jacob?
I'm gonna say Baxter is gonna take the dub tomorrow. Okay. I just feel like she's not gonna let Julia kick on her like that again.
Yeah.
And I don't really know much about the first seed. I'm sure she's great.
She's gone 17:40s for 3 miles.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Super fast. But I mean Choctaw is pretty unforgiving.
Yeah.
And I feel like just by knowing the course, because the first seed hasn't really ran Choctaw, I don't think. So
right. No, she's never run a 5K in her life.
Lil Baxter may pull out the dub.
Lil Baxter. Okay. So. And that's definitely, I mean, you could probably say anywhere between 20 girls to get the win, and it's a realistic shot. Because like I said, it's just so deep.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't even know who I think is going to win. I know there are some sleepers. So Kelsey Major has a teammate named Morgan Troth. She is also a very good runner in her own right. She literally, this season, she finished like 0.2 behind Major. So I'm sure they'll be doing some little bit of pack running and working together. And then also another sleeper, I think besides Memphis, she's won every single race she's ran this season. She just went 19:40s at like Madison Central, and that is Emily Ireland of St. Andrews. So she's kind of, like I said, she's literally a stud, but she's technically not even the projected top five. It's just, this race is just so deep. So like I said, it can go so many different ways. Gosh, I don't even know. I think the one thing that we can count on is that I think that the new course record, since we've changed up the course from last year. So the course record of 1850, I think, is probably going to go down. So if you want to win tomorrow's girls race, you got to get a course record. And I think another thing we can probably almost bet on is, I don't know if she's going to be the one taking it out fast or she's going out with someone else fast, but I guarantee you Brooklyn Morgan is going to make sure it's an honest race, whether, like I said, whether she's the one doing the leading or whether she's someone else decides to take it out hard, like Lindsey Baxter, like she did last year, and Brooklyn's going with her. But I can almost guarantee you that Brooklyn will be up there in the front in the 1600 to 2K mark. Like I said, last time at Saltillo, this is kind of a rematch of Saltillo, if you will. We saw Jessica Cartwright and Brooklyn Morgan go at it, and there were some fireworks there. So, yeah, I can't wait. I really can't wait. Jessica Cartwright is, like, on fire right now, too, in our second half of the season. So, and it's been a minute since she's towed the line, so I think she's itching to get back out there and wanted me to do it at Watson as well. Anyway, that's probably enough with the individual girls. Now let's move on to the team top three girls. So, like I said, projected, nothing set in stone, but just as far as the rankings in the state go, number three, projected to get third tomorrow, is Jackson Prep. And this is a team that literally could win the whole entire thing tomorrow, even though they're projected to get third. And really the only reason why they're third, like I said, they're definitely a really talented team. And I just don't think that things have stacked up just perfect for them yet in a race. I know they're five, Olivia Smith, I think is her name. Yeah, Olivia Smith. She's coming back off an injury, so she's just kind of making her way back. But they're one through five, I mean, really are solid. They're really top heavy. And, I mean, yeah, they could definitely make a difference tomorrow. They just got done winning the Cathedral Invitational by 30 points over a good Columbia Academy team. So, yeah, they're definitely the real deal. And I definitely think that, you know, they are in contention for the win. Projected to get second tomorrow is Ocean Springs High School. And so Ocean Springs, I mean, they're actually, like, really, really good. They haven't lost this season. They haven't really been that close to losing at all. Their low stick, Ashton Rainey, this is actually like her first year ever running, and in her third race ever, she went 19:53 for the win. Beat Mallory Streetman, who is committed to Mississippi State to go run the 800 for them. So, like I said, she's not messing around. Ashton, she's another one that honestly could potentially win it tomorrow. But, yeah, they literally just got done winning the Iberville Invitational. And they actually rested Ashton Rainey. They're, like I said, their number one girl. She's actually ranked number six in the state right now. And they still went 1, 2, 3, 4, resting their, you know, stud low stick. So, like I said, they're really, really good. They obviously have a really good chance to win it. So, yeah, I'm excited to see them run. I haven't seen them race this year. And projected to win the whole entire thing is another team. They're not undefeated, but a Mississippi school has not beat them this year, and that is Hernando High School. So, yeah, they have two girls that are in the All-State team right now, Cartwright at number two and then Riley Jackson at number seven. So that's a strong one, too, as it is. They're 3-4, have been running really, really good recently. I know they just hit really big PRs at Jesse Owens, and I thought they ran really well at Jesse Owens overall. Like I said, their 1, 2, 3, 4 is really, really strong. I will say that's probably their gap between 4 and 5. The bigger that is, the more of a chance they have of losing tomorrow, and that's kind of potentially where Ocean Springs and Prep could take it. But like I said, just with the 1-2 of Cartwright and Jackson, and the 3 and 4 is, you know, they're getting better every single race. It's going to take a lot to beat them for sure, and I would say they're the favorite to win. They actually took down Jackson Prep at Brooks Memphis earlier this season, so I know Prep will be wanting some revenge for that as well. But yeah, just between these three teams, and we have Dominican for Louisiana. I mean, it's going to be a really, really good team race for sure. Got anything to add? 5-1, Jacob Britt?
5-1, Jacob Britt thinks Ocean Springs is going to take the dub.
Ocean Springs, why is that?
They're just super tight. Yeah.
You think 1 through 5 spread, that's what's going
to... Oh, yeah.
That's what's going to win it.
Yeah, more. You can have a super good 1 and 2, but it all depends on that fifth woman.
Okay.
So, yeah, I really think Ocean Springs is going to take the dub. If not Ocean Springs, Jackson Prep.
Okay.
They've been raw all year. And so, yeah, that's what I think.
Nice. All right, so now better just go ahead and move on along. Like I said, I can talk running for hours, so I'm trying to keep it as short as I can. But now on to the boys' race. So this is the one that Jacob's going to get really piped up about. So, yeah, let's just go on to it. The guys' race is insanely deep. Insanely deep. I could talk about the guys' race for it too long, but I'm trying not to. Like I said, there's so many ways that this could go. And what – and girls as well, but what I'm about to say in projected top five and the facts and on paper, it's probably not going to happen exactly. Because like I said, there are some guys that aren't listed on the projected top five that could literally win the whole entire thing. But anyway, projected top five for the guys' race tomorrow. And like I said, this is – it's not necessarily what I think is going to happen, but just what the stats are telling me. Number five – from the coast, Keegan Leverett. He's projected to get fifth place tomorrow. He opened up his season at Saltillo, got fourth place. And honestly, like, I think that was a good race for him. I know Saltillo is a weird season opener, kind of getting thrown in with the Lions in the first race of the season, but I thought he handled it well, and he's won three races since then? Yeah, three. He won George County, and he... No, two. He won George County and he won D'Iberville. He won D'Iberville pretty handily. So, yeah, I know he's ready to roll at Watson. I think he's low-key the biggest dark horse to win it, but we'll get into that later. Projected to get fourth tomorrow is Luke Johnson of Oxford. And like I said, like it's crazy that this guy's projected to get fourth because he's broken 16-10 twice now this season, like gone 16-0s. At Saltillo, he was the only guy I've seen all season besides Jesse Owens. That was leading with the Brookhaven guys in the second half of the race. Because usually in the second half, they take and they're gone. But Lou definitely took it to him and scared him a little bit. So, yeah, maybe we'll see a little bit of that tomorrow. But anyway, back onto the projections. Number three, projected to get third place tomorrow, is the out-of-state talent, Caleb Babineau. I hope I'm saying his name right, from Ruston. He's actually probably one of the best runners Louisiana has to offer this year. He's won, it's either two out of three or three out of four races. I know he's only lost one race, and I think he got fourth, and it was like a season opener, and since then he's beaten those guys that beat him. So, yeah, I'm sure he's ready to roll. His three-mile time projects to a 16:09, so that's what he's coming in with. But I know Dylan Nimmers kind of came out of nowhere last year as well from Ruston, so maybe Caleb will get inspiration from that race. And, yeah, just take it to him. So top two runners, you might know. I'm not I'll let you introduce the top two, actually.
So the second runner, the one and only Sam Arnold.
Oh, my gosh. He's drooling over there.
Yeah. So Sam Arnold, he's all right, I guess.
I mean, I'm actually a big fan of Sam. I'm not going to play.
15.9.
He is like gutsy runner, bro.
He is seriously insane. Like, in high school.
2 minutes into races, I'm like, dude, that dude is dying. And then he grits through it every time.
Dogs.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So. In high school, I remember racing with Sam and Grayson. And we were doing like a little workout in a race just out of like a JPS meet, because we would go there and just run Choctaw all the time. And so Sam was just like, I'm going to take it out from like 1.5 to go, just like basically halfway. And next thing I know, I can't catch Sam, and Sam wins. And I mean, he is an animal. I mean, just a freaking dog. So yeah, he's going to get second place tomorrow. That's what I'm assuming. And then number one, I don't think anybody's ever heard of him. Grayson Childress. He's the best run in the state. 15:40. I think he'll dip into the 15:30s.
I've never heard of that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is he? 15:30s or maybe even getting the 15:20s tomorrow is my prediction.
That would be crazy. It is going to be 45 degrees tomorrow. So yeah. We're finally going to get some cool Mississippi weather.
So, I mean, Grayson just has a monster last mile.
He can
take it to anybody, and nobody will beat him in the last mile. His kick is...
I don't know about nobody, but we'll see.
Nobody in Louisiana and Mississippi. Nobody in Louisiana and Mississippi.
So, anyway, so, yeah, that's projections. And that's the thing, is like literally there's so many guys that aren't in this top five that could win it. I mean, I'm definitely going to say that Grayson's the favorite to win, even though Sam actually did just beat him at Madison Central. But Grayson's taken most of the big wins this season, so I think Grayson on paper is supposed to win. I think Sam on paper is supposed to get second. I mean, that's literally what they've done. Like I said, besides Jesse Owens, where they were still the top two Mississippi runners at that meet. At every other meet, Grayson and Sam have gone 1 and 2, and not necessarily in that order, but they have taken the top two spots. And this has been at big meets, like at the opener and at Saltillo. Like, they went 1 and 2 pretty handily, actually. So, yeah, no, I'm excited to see them race for sure. But like I was talking earlier, I think Luke Johnson learned his lesson from Saltillo, and I think he's probably going to switch up his strategy. I know he's going for the win. He always does. He's good at it, too. I think Keegan is a really, really big dark horse. I think he's super underrated. I think he's gotten better since Saltillo, and I think he's, like I said, like Luke, I think he's learned, and I think he's going to have a race plan to stick to it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Don't really know about Caleb Babineau. I know he actually finished like 2 or 3 seconds behind Grayson last year, and he's the number two returner behind Grayson, so I'm sure he'll be up there.
Yeah. I think if anybody's going to beat Grayson, it's either going to be Sam Arnold or Caleb Babineau. So okay. That's what I'm going to say.
So we also can't forget, like I said, this dude's not even on projected top five, but he's probably going to get top five.
Jaheim.
Freaking Jaheim, dude. Just dogged out at Pontotoc.
Yeah.
Went 15:57. So he's the only other guy that's broken 16 this year. That's not the Brookhaven duo. So, yeah, I am really, really excited to see what he does, because I think he went like 16:50s at Saltillo, which wasn't even a bad race for him. Like, he still finished pretty up there with the competition that was there. But, I mean, he's obviously gotten He's sharp. Yeah, he's sharpened his racing, gotten a lot better at racing since then. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see what he does. I mean, still got freshman phenom Taylor Brown, who, I mean, he's good. He's talented.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, he opened up a season 16-14. I know he really, really wants to break that 16-minute barrier. I know a lot of guys want to break it, actually. Who else we got? We got William Fugate from Madison St. Joseph. This dude's, I don't know if he won, it'd be a crazy upset, but I do think that he's ready to run really fast. I love watching this guy run. Like, his second half of his race is insane. I remember watching him at the opener, and he was literally like in 11th or 12th at halfway. And then he almost got third. Tanner Moore, who's also in the race, and he's a stud tomorrow, but Tanner Moore outkicked him for third. He got fourth, but literally jumped like 10 spots in the second half of a 5K. So, yeah, he's a lot of fun to watch. Gosh, who else we got? We got Trent Wells from CE Bird, coming from Shreveport. He's really good. I think either his 3-mile projected time or his actual 5K is 16:19. But yeah, he's a stud. He's another out-of-state talent that, you know, who knows what he brings to the table. Like I said, he could pull Dylan Nimmers, and no one really knows who he is, and he just kind of dogs out.
Wyatt Whip,
another out-of-state talent. He ran at the opener, got like 6th, 7th respectable time, but yeah, he's coming back.
He likes to race really, really gutsy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, a lot of gutsy runners.
In the 3200 state championship, I think it was last year, took it out, was leading, and I mean, the top three guys were so much better than him. Like, he definitely should have been up there, but he didn't, and got fourth, I think. So, I mean, he's one to watch out for sure.
Right, and like I said, I'm sure. Like I said, also we got the Pearl guys that'll be out there. I know Tanner Moore didn't race at Madison Central. Don't really know what the deal is with that, but hopefully he's out there tomorrow. He's down to kid, and I think he's ready to run really fast. If he's healthy. Same with Jonathan Phillips. He just recently PR'd for the first time since sophomore year, 16:41 at Clinton High School. Speaking of Clinton High School, we got freaking Christian Parks. Like, the guys' race is so deep, man.
Yeah.
I all these guys that I'm naming, I don't think necessarily have the chance to win it, but they could definitely make a difference in the race. Yeah, just a lot of talented guys. I really can't wait to see what it takes to win and how many guys we get under 16 and or 17. It might be the most guys that have ever broken 17 in Watson history. I don't really know what the record is for Mississippi history, but yeah, like I said, I think we can see a lot of guys break 17 tomorrow. How many guys do you think we break 16?
Break 16? I'm going to go with 5.
5?
Okay. Yeah.
I could see it. I think the most in Watson history is like, actually, it was probably last year in 3. So yeah. you think we'll break that?
I think we'll break that. Yeah. I'm going to assume 5. And then maybe top 25 will be sub 17.
Yeah, I think that's realistic. Like I said, this is like the deepest Mississippi, or one of the deepest Mississippi's ever been. Definitely the deepest Watson has ever been. So, yeah, I'm excited to watch it. So, like I said, we're getting a little bit lengthy, so we'll kind of try to shut it down. We got to talk about the guys' teams first. But something that I think is 100% going to happen, I think the winner, whoever that is probably got to run 15:30s. And I think Grayson will probably run 15:30s. I mean, I think that he's definitely got a beat right now, especially in Mississippi. So, whether Grayson or not, I think the winner will go 15:30s. I will say, even though Sam's the only guy from Mississippi that's taking him down, no disrespect to him at all. Like, he's definitely, I mean, we just talked about how good he is. He's a gutsy runner. But I will definitely be very surprised if Sam beats Grayson. And then, like, Sam, dude, I hope you prove me wrong, too. Like, I love it when I get proven wrong by that kind of stuff. I'm definitely not trying to disrespect anyone out there. But, like I said, I will be a little surprised if Sam beats Grayson tomorrow. What do you think on that?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, both of them are two of my best friends, but I mean, Sam's really going to have to take it to him in the first
and I know half. Grayson's kick is pretty filthy.
Yeah,
as well,
I mean,
so,
like, Sam is going to have to be at least 10 seconds ahead of Grayson halfway up the hill if he wants to beat him.
Right.
I mean,
which is that's how he's beaten him the other two times this
right,
year.
Right. He's beaten him from the front, and I mean, that's how he's gonna win. He's just got to break Grayson.
Right.
And yeah, I really don't see him doing it. But if he does, I'll be very
shocked.
Yeah,
power to him, man.
I'm gonna be like turn Sam up.
Some other people that I think have a chance of winning. I think Luke Johnson does have a realistic chance. Like I said, he really did scare him a little bit, Saltillo, I think. So I think he's going to learn from that. I know he really likes that second half race surge. So I bet at the second mile, if Luke's up there, he's going to be leading. I think Keegan, like I said, I mean, the dude's underrated, and I think he also has a realistic shot of winning. He's won his other two races this year since Saltillo. And then another dude I think I have has a real shot is freaking Jaheim. You know,
yeah.
I mean, like I said, he's just been dogging out this
Caleb,
year.
Caleb as well.
Yeah, Babineau. I completely forgot about Caleb.
Caleb Babineau is, I think he's the biggest threat.
Yeah, honestly. Just because we don't really know what he
right.
brings.
Right.
But, yeah, Caleb, Caleb's definitely one to watch. Like I said, I don't really know how he races or anything. I haven't really watched him before because he's from Louisiana and I'm the Mississippi guy. But, like I said, what I was saying is Jaheim, dude literally just went 15:57. And if you've read my articles, I mean, you know how the improvement that the Jaheim has made this year. I mean, dude, last year at this meet, he went like 17-something. So, I mean, just...
He's made
that
huge
alone.
Gains.
Yeah, he's put the work
huge
in.
Gains.
Huge fan of that guy. See, I think those guys have a realistic shot at winning it. But, I mean, like we've stated numerous times, I would say that Grayson's the guy that has an X on his back, and he's the favorite for sure. So, moving on to the teams. Projected top three. And I think out of the four different projections I've had in this podcast, I think these three are probably the most realistic of what's going to happen. Projected to get third place tomorrow. And hopefully they have a full, healthy top five. I know they're number three on paper is coming back from a little bit of injury. And like I said, they just rested their usual number one at Madison Central last week, and that is Pearl High School. They're the top team in MHSAA 6A right now, which is one of, if not the toughest class in Mississippi. So like I said, they're definitely good, and like I said, hopefully they have a healthy top five. I think the only team that has beaten them this year is Brookhaven. Projected to get second tomorrow is last year's defending team champion, which is Ruston High School. Like I said, they won last year. They lost their number one from last year, Dylan Emmers, but I think they basically returned everyone else. I know they're 1, 2, and 3, one being Caleb Abineau is really solid. They've been pretty close together in, you know, a few races. I think they're 1, 2, and 3 of all broken 16:30 in the 5K, converted from a 3 mile, because like I said, Louisiana runs a 3 mile. So, like I said, with Ruston, I'm the Mississippi guy, I'm not the Louisiana guy. I really don't know how Ruston races, so I mean, I guess I'll find out tomorrow. And like I said, these out-of-state talents, I mean, they really can surprise us sometimes, just like Dylan Emmers did last year, just like Lindsey Baxter did last year. So maybe Ruston High School will surprise us and take the team title. I mean, who knows? I mean, Ruston's definitely good. That's all
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, for sure.
But as we talked about earlier, Brookhaven has never won a team title. I know that's on their minds because, especially this year, I mean, the swag of winning a team title is really, really cool this year. And, yeah, first place, do the honors. Who's supposed to win tomorrow?
Drum roll, please. Brookhaven High School, naturally. Best team in the state. Top two runners in the state. Their three is pretty raw as well. Jake
mm-hmm.
Thompson.
Just went 16:18.
Yeah.
And just got third at Madison Central, which was, like, a really good race for him.
Right. Super good.
He's really finding himself on the grass.
Trey, not... their fourth, he's really coming together on the grass as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then Colin Kellum having the season of his life.
Yeah, he is.
Finally, really figuring it out. I really think he'll break 17 tomorrow. I really think he'll do that.
Fact check me on this, Mossblood fans, but from what I've researched, I don't think there has ever been a Mississippi team where all five, their scoring five, broke 17. I'm pretty sure that's true. So, and that's definitely on the cards for tomorrow. I mean,
I think that is
four
as well
to do it. So.
I remember, I think Tupelo had a really good team back in the gap.
Yeah.
And I think they were really close to doing that. But, I mean, I think Brookhaven's got the best shot at doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying not to be biased here, but it's kind of impossible just because those are my boys. They've been my boys for 6 years. So, I mean, Colin's going to have a really good race tomorrow, and that's what's really going to put him up. And Jake Thompson, third man, I think he's really going to impress some people tomorrow with his racing. And, yeah, I think it's going to go really well for them. I think they'll, if they're not already surprising you, I think they'll surprise you a little more.
Dude, they honestly keep on surprising me every time they hop on the line. Like, obviously, like, I know they're good and stuff. And, yeah, anyway, whenever I went to Jesse Owens, I did not expect them to do what they did. Like, that was, yeah, that was crazy. I mean, I think, in all honesty, they are vying to be one of the best teams in Mississippi history. I mean, think they probably are in, like, the last decade. I mean, as far as I can remember, I don't remember running against or seeing any Mississippi high school team that has been running this good this year. So, like I said, it's definitely been a lot of fun to watch them. But,
they perform really well, I feel like, in really high stress situations. So, tomorrow they should turn up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, as you can see, there's just a lot of action going on tomorrow. Definitely excited to see it. We will provide you live coverage on the Instagram, and the Instagram is simply MS Milesplit. And most of that will be brought to you by Jacob Britt. So, I think that's about all we've got. I could probably talk about it for 3 more hours, but I know y'all don't have the kind of time to listen to all of that. So, yeah, any last words for tomorrow?
Brookhaven for the win. And I'm going to say a little Baxter as well on the girls' side. Grayson Childress on the boys' side. And it's going to be a good day tomorrow. I'm ready to have some cool weather and see him run fast. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. We'll see y'all out there tomorrow morning, folks.
See ya.